Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a scenario where a significant portion of India's international trade is being routed through foreign ports, adding extra costs, time, and strategic dependence on other nations. This is precisely what has been happening with India's transshipment cargo, but a recent development is set to change this landscape. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, or CBIC, has granted final clearance for Kailas Vizhinjam International Seaport to commence export-import, or EXIM, cargo operations. This marks a significant transition for the port, from being a transshipment-only facility to a full-fledged gateway port. But what makes Vizhinjam so special? Its core locational advantage is its proximity to the East-West Shipping Corridor, one of the world's busiest container trade routes, which runs close to the southern tip of the Indian Peninsula. Until now, cargo bound to or from India on this corridor was overwhelmingly transshipped through foreign hub ports rather than an Indian one. But why does this matter? The practice of transshipment, which involves unloading cargo from one vessel and reloading it onto another en route to its final destination, typically because the origin or destination port cannot accommodate the largest mother vessels directly, has been a costly affair for India. Historically, an estimated 3/4 of India-bound and India-origin transshipment cargo has been routed through foreign hub ports, chiefly Colombo, Singapore, or Port Klang. Each transshipment leg outside India adds cost, time, and strategic dependence, since a significant share of India's own trade has effectively been intermediated through ports over which India has no control. Vizhinjam's deep, dredging-free natural draft is specifically suited to intercepting this cargo directly, without the vessel needing to detour to Colombo or Singapore first. But what exactly changed with the CBIC clearance? The clearance is significant because it upgrades Vizhinjam's customs status from handling only transshipment cargo, which never formally enters the Indian domestic market, to handling export-import, or EXIM, cargo, meaning goods that are cleared into or out of the Indian economy through the port itself. Direct port delivery, or DPD, allows an importer with a good compliance record to take delivery of containers straight from the port, bypassing the intermediate step of moving containers to a container freight station, or CFS, for customs examination. This speeds up clearance but requires strong systems for risk-based selective examination. Now, let us turn to the strategic and policy context of Vizhinjam's development. The port advances to standing national priorities, the Sagarmala program, launched in 2015 by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, for portlet development, including reducing logistics costs and building port capacity to match global vessel sizes, and the Blue Economy Strategy, under which port and coastal infrastructure investment is treated as a growth driver in its own right, alongside fisheries, offshore energy, and coastal tourism. For Kerala, Vizhinjam is also a major state-level economic development project, expected to generate direct and indirect employment in logistics, warehousing, and ancillary services in the Thiruvananthapuram region. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers infrastructure, ports and shipping, effects of liberalization on the economy, and Indian economy, mobilization of resources. It is also relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers geographical features such as natural draft and shipping corridors and their location, changes in critical geographical features, and economic significance. Remember this number: about 75% of India-bound and India-origin transshipment cargo has historically been routed via Colombo, Singapore, or Port Klang. Note this carefully: Vizhinjam is located in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, close to the East-West Shipping Corridor. The owner of the port is Vizhinjam International Seaport Ltd., or VISL, a Government of Kerala Special Purpose Vehicle, and the operator is Adani Vizhinjam Port Private Limited, or AVPL, an Adani Ports and CESS concessionaire, under a public-private partnership, or PPP, model. The natural draft of the port is about 20 meters, enabling ultra-large container ships without dredging. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Vizhinjam International Seaport is located in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. The port operates under a public-private partnership model, with the owner being Vizhinjam International Seaport Ltd, a Government of Kerala special purpose vehicle, and the operator being Adani Vizhinjam Port Private Limited, an Adani Ports and CESS concessionaire. The natural draft of the port is about 20 meters. EXIM operations are set to begin from 18 August 2026, with initial imports limited to full container load, or FCL, cargo via direct port delivery, cleared within 48 hours. The transshipment leakage problem is significant, with about 75% of India-bound and India-origin transshipment cargo having historically been routed via Colombo, Singapore, or Port Klang. Transshipment involves unloading cargo from a mother vessel onto a feeder vessel en route to the final destination. The Sagarmala program, launched in 2015 by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, aims at portlet development, including reducing logistics costs and building port capacity to match global vessel sizes. The Blue Economy Strategy treats coastal and port infrastructure, fisheries, and offshore energy as an integrated growth driver. But why does this matter for India's strategic position? The development of Vizhinjam International Seaport as a full-fledged gateway port is set to reduce India's dependence on foreign ports for transshipment, cutting down on costs, time, and strategic dependence. This is a crucial step towards enhancing India's trade competitiveness and boosting its economic growth.